other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're into the third hour of this live Thursday edition, the 16th of June, 2005. Tonight I'm going to be showing my film Martial Law, the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Then I'll be debating some folks on 9/11 on George Norrie's show for 3 or 4 hours. So I've got a full day ahead of me. I'm honored to have Pastor Ted Pike for 10, 15 more minutes with us to talk about the federal and state anti-hate law stuff that really is just the end of free speech. No more Ten Commandments, no more praying, no more reading out of the Old Testament. I mean, folks, this is official. We're not joking about this. And joining us is Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order, to talk about several issues. But while we've got Pastor Pike with us for 10, 15 more minutes, I know you guys are friends. You can say hi to each other. Jack, your comments on all of this. I mean, one of your peers, the L.A. County Sheriff, saying if you criticize the open borders, they're going to come arrest you, register you in a database with sex offenders.
Yes, well, that chief down there is a Aztlan Reconquista guy, and he wants the Southwest go back under Mexico, so you're going to hear a lot of that out of him.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, Pastor Pike, good to hear you again. I've been listening to you all morning long, and thanks for the great work you and Alex are doing.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's been a privilege to be on your program. I've been praying for your wife, Angie, and I hope everything's well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jack, they're really trying to run this through on us. I mean, it's everywhere, and they're just not stopping. But do you agree with Pastor Pike that it blew up in their face trying to give a bunch of Christians 47 years in prison for praying on a street corner?
I believe God gave us that victory, I'm telling you, because that was the worst mistake they could have done, is for just speaking from the Word of God to arrest them and try to give them 47 years was just so ridiculous that everybody in America probably sucked in a breath when
but it
even
shows
heard that.
It shows their desire, and I said this last night on air, they want to get us in gulags, they want to stomp our guts out.
That's right, and it's coming if we don't get out of our prayer closets and out of occupying a seat in the pew with our derrieres and put some feet to our prayers. We're all going to be in the gulags if we let it keep going like this, so it's time to take a stand.
Pastor Pike, I mean, for those that just joined us, this isn't a joke, is it? We're not embellishing. It's far worse than we're saying.
Well, you know, for the last 5 years, I've been struggling against particularly the federal anti-hate bill. I've done mass mailings to Congress and so on, and I've always encountered this retort that, oh, it can't happen in America,
right,
because we have the Bill of Rights, we have the First Amendment, and so on, and that these federal hate bills are symbolic, largely they are statements, the government taking a stand against hate crimes, and so on. And yet, what happened in Philadelphia on October 10th was it showed in very vivid terms how aggressive and how willing to inveigle Christians into the court system and possible huge fines and imprisonment these hate laws are. They have been specifically crafted.
Well, look at what they do in other countries. Pastor Pike, 5 years ago, I was watching TV, came across MTV, and for 2 hours, and I tuned out, it was 24 hours long, I later learned, they were scrolling dead people killed in hate crimes. It was really only about 20 people, but they kept showing their pictures, call Congress. That's how important it is to Sumner Redstone to get our free speech taken away. He wants to put us in a gulag.
Yes. Now, we have to remember that all of these so-called high levels of hate crimes that are occurring in the United States are all smoke and mirrors. They're an illusion. The ADL is a master of hate crime statistics distortions. And maybe I can talk about that a little more when we get back.
Well, yeah, we will, and another expert on crime statistics is Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Just type that into a search engine, you'll get his website. We'll be talking to him about some other key issues as well. We'll do a few more minutes with Pastor Pike, the other side, then get into it with Jack. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, it isn't a joke. States have passed laws where reading from the Old Testament will get you jail time. And they arrest people every day in Canada, in Germany, and England for the most petty of things. And they always start out with, well, you don't like that neo-Nazi burning a cross even in his own yard and screaming at black people. Let's arrest him. But see, none of us, I would imagine none of us out there agree with that. Maybe 1 out of 1,000 listeners, maybe. So we say, well, let's take his rights away. But then, see, it's everybody's. It's the peace activist. It's the Christian. It's the... This is out of control. And folks, this is happening. The end of the First Amendment. We're talking to the founder and head of Police and Military Against the New World Order, Officer Jack McClam. And we've also got Pastor Ted Pike on with us and TruthSeeker.org. TruthTellers.org, excuse me. And... Pastor Pike, they've now, they're very close to passing this new super federalization bill to create this whole new wonderful bureaucracy of thought crime. In closing, give us that toll-free number to Congress and tell us what to call and what to do.
Yes, we've had a lot of flack coming against the ADL. They've been badly bloodied by what happened in Philadelphia.
Losing a bunch of lawsuits.
Excuse me?
Losing lawsuits for slandering people.
Yeah, but they are trying again with an even worse. Believe it or not, they're wanting now to protect cross-dressers and transvestites and male female impersonators. They have added...
That is, if you criticize them, you're going to jail.
They've added gender identity to this latest version of their hate bill, making it even more brazen, even more audacious and incredible than they've ever done before. And I think the ADL is kind of out of control. They're not in touch with the reality. The American people are now against these hate bills. They're advocating even further, more stringent hate legislation.
Well, give us that number.
Yes, the toll-free number to call your member of Congress is 877-762-8762. That's 877-762-8762.
All right, call them and tell them shoot down 2662.
Right.
We got to shoot down, what is it, HR?
Yeah, HR 2662.
Yeah, I read this thing about a week ago, parts of it, and folks... It's like Sensenbrenner. If you don't tattle on your neighbor, 5 years in prison, $1 million fine. You know, it's like all this. It's just an avalanche of evil and un-American garbage, and it's got to be stopped. Pastor Pike, thank you for coming on with us, and God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye. All right, Jack McClam, I'm sorry that ran a bit over, but that was, as you know, important.
Let me tell you, the First Amendment is of prime importance, brother, so it's so important that we take action on that H.R. 2662 as soon as possible.
I know you love to talk about Romans 13, and I've studied it myself. You've had a lot of experts on your show. We had a caller earlier bring that up. Would you like to comment on Romans 13 and how dangerous the twisting of that is?
Well, that's what woke me up to start studying my Holy Bible. I've been a Christian since the war in Vietnam, but I really would always go to the man we pay money to every week to teach us what's in the Holy Scriptures. And, Alex, it was Romans 13 and the Christians withdrawing and the ministers telling us to obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil governments of God. And as a cop, we call that aiding and abetting the commission of a crime. You know, and so as a cop, when I would see Christians going along with abortion, going along with everything, not taking a stand, not speaking out, and the minister say, keep your head down, we're leaving here next week, it doesn't matter, God will straighten it out when he gets here. What I saw, brother, with this misinterpretation of Romans 13 was very, very evil things happening, and I remembered in the scriptures that God says a good tree can't give off bad fruit. And so as I began to, as a Christian, look at how Christians were withdrawing from all the institutions and withdrawing into the church and into their prayer closets to await this rapture. It's always coming next week. Billy Graham's been saying that for 75 years. And I saw how evil all this was, and I thought there's something wrong with our interpretation. So I began to read the Bible myself in Romans 13, and I found that what God always told us to do is stand up against evil in every area, in every part of the world. And, of course, then I saw that the disciples and the prophets had all died at the hands of governments. And I said, something's wrong with our interpretation of Romans 13. When everybody that's good, the founding fathers, the lawful government they were under, listed them all as traitors and were out to kill them and hang them. And so I woke up to the fact that somebody's lying to us about going along with all this.
Well, the whole Bible, and again, for those that aren't Christians, you know, we're covering this because this is what's controlling society. This is how the globalists are controlling America, keeping Christians under their control. So even if you aren't a Christian, which I think is foolish, you know, don't look at phony Christians and think that's Christianity. No, Christians are the people that ended slavery. Christians are the people that stood up against Hitler and the Soviets and the communist Chinese. It's real Christians always on the front line. We just got it from the Bilderberg Group, from two different sources, who themselves had three different sources, that it's Christian patriots that are fighting the New World Order, that the globalists are upset about. I don't mean these phony people. So, folks, this is why we talk so much about this, because all the prophets did was rebuke the kings and the lords and the Pharisees and were killed for it. And Christ was killed for it. But then they tell you, lay down and do what the government says, so we should have followed Hitler then because
he
was the government?
That's right. That's right. And you know, the Bible says repeatedly, God says repeatedly, if you stand up for me and my laws, you will be persecuted. It didn't say maybe, possibly, it could happen. It said you will be persecuted in my name. So, you know, if those listeners out there listening today are not being persecuted because they're standing up for God's laws, they better check their parameters, because all of us should be feeling the persecution today if we're actually following God's law.
But you know, the persecution helps me get up in the morning. The more
that's
I get
right.
attacked, the more I mean, do you have that same experience,
Amen,
Jack?
Amen, brother. That's right. The harder they come at me, the bolder I stand, because I praise God for the persecution, because it tells me I'm on target.
You know, if you're not over the target, you're not going to be getting flack.
That's right. Amen.
Well, we must be doing some good, because it's intensifying, Officer Jack McClam.
Yeah, and remember all the action words that God used in the Holy Scripture, Alex. For example, in Psalms 94, he says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? He wasn't saying, hey, I'm coming to get you next week. Go hide in your prayer closets and go occupy a pew with your derriere until I get back. I'll clean it up when I get here. There's nowhere in the Scriptures that it says that God's people are supposed to get off the battlefield against his enemies.
There's no example of that.
No example. Just the opposite.
Christ was just saying the things of this world, taxation, junk, baubles, who cares about that? Let them have their trash. And they take that and say, oh no, that means worship your government.
Yes. Well, they're in for a big surprise because, as I say, Billy Graham's been very disappointed. He's been telling people God's coming back for next week for 75 years. And he's still here. And also, we might say to all those Christians out there who have been told by their pastors that all we got to do is keep our head down and just pray about it. God will clean it up when he gets here, and we're not going to be in the tribulation. Well, think of the 160 million people who have been slaughtered, and most of those Christians over the last decade. 160 million Christians slaughtered, and guess what? They didn't get raptured out of here. Alex, you know?
I know. It's incredible. I mean, regardless if we were getting raptured next week, we have a responsibility to fight evil.
That's right. Up until the very moment, and the Holy Scriptures tells us,
you know,
that,
people
occupy
always tell me,
until my return.
People
occupy.
Always tell me, give them all the solutions. Hey, you know, it's a hard fight. Well, show me how to win. Look, all I know is I got a job to stand up against evil. I'm not going to let a bunch of evil, inbred trash run my life. And I just instinctively stand up against these people. You know, duty is mine, and the consequences are God's.
Amen, brother. That's right. That's one of our favorite sayings around our two police and military associations here.
But, I mean, if we were all doing our job, we wouldn't be in this position.
If we hadn't abandoned the institutions, you know, not too long ago, about 100 years ago, we started believing in this doctrine that we should obey everything evil government tells us to do. And if we hadn't abandoned the institutions, brother, we wouldn't have the devil in control today and be going through this persecution.
Well, it's I read all the FBI files and the manuals and the training systems. It's all about Christians. We get intel from inside the Bilderberger. It's all about Christians. They know good and well who's going to fight them.
That's right. That's right. And also, we must remind our fellow Christians that to get along to go along, as the preachers are teaching today, we call them government preachers because they're under the government. They're not under God with all their licenses and everything. And they're also obeying what the government tells them they can preach and what they can't preach. But, you know, there were Christians in the Holy Bible. God showed us that as long as you were a Christian, and you would have followed Caesar first, meaning government first, you got along just fine. You weren't fed to the lions. You didn't have persecution. But God is going to make you pay for that, brother, because he says you can't serve two masters. Choose this day who you will serve. But remember, the Christians like we have today, 99.9% of America, it seems like anyway, that high percentage, are just going along. And so under this Antichrist New World Order, for a time, until they get their heads cut off, they'll do just fine. They won't be put in the furnaces. They won't be fed to the lion.
We'll be right back. Jack, I want to get into, shift gears and get into law enforcement, get into this interesting article I heard you reading yesterday on air. We'll be right back with Jack McClam and your calls as well.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We'll take five more calls before this transmission ends in about 35 minutes. Steve, Dan, Frank, Regina, and Daryl. But seriously, I'm giving each one of you about 60 seconds when we go to you because we got a couple issues to cover. We're talking to Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order, with his 25, or it's even older than that, police and military organization. There's an article published in a major magazine. Hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars are paid out every year to settle lawsuits against police departments in this excerpt from Breaking Rank, to be published by Nation Books. The former chief of Seattle Police Force explains why it makes better financial sense for a cop to kill you by accident rather than just wound you. And to try to boil it all down, because Jack basically read the whole chapter on air on his show, and we don't have time, to boil it all down and then to get Jack's take on it, because Jack's talked about this so much on this broadcast, they have a system where instead of punishing bad cops, the lawyers and risk managers say, don't punish him because that would admit guilt. So then that protects bad people, so the cops know they can be totally lawless, driving around like maniacs shooting people. Then they pay out a lot more money because of it. Whereas if police chiefs and others could really prosecute people that did it wrong, bad folks would stay out of the ranks, they would self-enforce. But again, this is what the globalists want, so they've set this up by design. So in the name of stopping liability, they've actually created massive liability, and it's an amazing article, and he gives examples of officers killing a whole family with their car, driving like crazy people, and then they just say, look, we can't fire him, we're not doing anything to him, we're not going to even say we're wrong. Jack, talk about it.
It's a system, and we're just thanking this police chief who's written this book now. He's now a former police chief, Breaking Ranks. It's Norm Stamper, who was the police chief last in San Diego and Seattle Police Force. And he says in here, that's the way it works in police work today. If an officer gets in trouble, violates somebody's rights, or injures somebody, I've seen it in the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix Police Department, you're told the officers get together in a big room who are on the scene, and you write your police reports together. You lie together, basically, on your police reports to protect the city from suit. And that's what he's talking about in this article, that he, as a police chief, was told by the bean counters and his city officials, like the mayor and others, chief, keep your mouth shut. We're hanging out on this one a mile. And so he talks about this, of where officers violate people's rights, will seriously injure people and their families through errors and mistakes, and also through meanness and nastiness. I mean, doing what we call this revenge on people that we believe they deserve it, like Rodney King, for example. You just beat the holy heck out of him. Well, they say that just the chief has to keep his mouth shut, the officers have to keep their mouth shut. And I've been in the police academies, the regional police academy in Phoenix, Arizona, where officers are told that, and they're brainwashed into believing that the citizens are not on their side. We had a statement in my academy class, Alex, that said, you are no longer citizens, you're an entity of government above the citizens to better supervise them for their own good. And by the way, the citizens won't be there for you, they won't protect you, they won't come to your aid if you ever need help. Only a fellow officer will protect you.
And that's diametrically opposed to what this country really does. Now, let's be clear. Then the police carry this out, then it does turn the citizens against them. It actually endangers cops, makes cops become a hated commodity, even when most of them are still good. And in this incredible article, the police chief, as you said, of San Diego and then Seattle, he retired out of Seattle, he actually shows how when they started this 30 years ago, it exponentially exploded the number of claims and bad cops, nothing can be done, good cops are persecuted, good police chiefs are persecuted, and it just compacts the police more and more into basically a cult.
Yes, and it keeps the bad officers on the team, in the system. And, of course, then you propound the problems when you keep the bad officers in there. If you can't bring them up on charges and you can't expose what they do wrong because the cities are going to lose millions, then, of course, that exacerbates the whole situation.
Now you've got a whole crew doing more and more bad. Now you've got a whole crew of police who are trained to lie, and it starts with a little lie, and pretty soon, what are they doing, Jack?
That's right. For 24 years, our police and military publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, has been telling officers, don't start down the slippery slope. If you're asked to lie on a police report, say, heck no, I'm not going to do that, even if all the other officers agree to do it. And that's usually what happens. They use the peer pressure. They all bring you together in a big room, and they said, hey, we're hanging out on that deal last night. We violated this person's rights. He's going to sue the city. So we got to get our police reports the same. We got to tell the same lies.
And then suddenly, over a few years, you get a lawless force, generating 20 times the problems. And the globalists know what they're doing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Got about 27 minutes left with Jack McClam. Loaded phone lines, but we need to continue with this article, and we'll get into some of your calls. The headline is, keep your mouth shut on this one, Chief. We're hanging on it. And, I mean, we're talking about horrible stuff. Cops shooting people in the back, running over people with cars, doing it. And then I guess, Jack, it creates a climate of where you get a bunch of spoiled police who can't ever get in trouble because of the police union. The chief is afraid of them. Good cops who got on the force for the right reasons get corrupted overnight. I've talked about it. I've had cops just jump out of the bushes, pull out in their car in front of people, almost have huge wrecks. I've seen them have wrecks. You ask a cop for directions, they'll rudely ask you why you're asking them. I mean, again, I remember just a few years ago, police weren't like this, Jack. What is happening to them?
Well, they're being conditioned from the moment they go into the police academy. I was a certified state police academy instructor for 5 years. And the officers are taught that the citizens are there to be supervised. They're there to supervise the citizens. The system should never be attacked because the system is a humanist-type system where cops are taught that the system is kind of like God, and if the system is attacked, we all suffer. If the system falls, then we'll all be enslaved, we'll lose our freedoms. So we're there, officers, to protect the system from the people, And it's just a horrible brainwashing. 99% of these officers out there are good-hearted. They took the job for the right reason. They wanted to serve and protect the American people. But they don't understand what they've been turned into, like I was. I was there. It was happening to me. And all of a sudden, I realized as a Christian, I wasn't sleeping at night, brother. I mean, some of the things I was doing because I was commanded to do it for the greater good of society as a whole. Aren't you a team player, McLam? You know, if the system gets attacked, we're all going to suffer. And I realized I was being conditioned and lied to.
And you were the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix history. I've even pulled up those old articles.
Right, yes.
But you were, you know, injured in line of duty many times. But when you refused to go along, though, things got bad.
Well, I was the most highly decorated officer, Alex, but I'm also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because I began to say, no, I'm not changing my police report. And if you guys change yours, I'm telling. Boy, I tell you, that's very unpopular. The state police gave me the title of traitor from within because I was such a big mouth. I wouldn't let other officers be convinced that they should lie and cheat and take the witness stand and tell falsehoods. And I was a demon because I wouldn't allow those around me that I had seen them do things wrong. I wouldn't let them to cover it up.
Well, it's like Terrence Yakey at Oklahoma City, cop of the year. He found out the government did the bombing and they killed him.
That's right. So I know the persecution. I was put in positions where I would call for a backup. We worked in the war zone, and I was put on night shift to punish me when I returned to work because they fired me because of my First Amendment exercise, had to return me to work. And they put me on the late shift in a very bad part of town by myself, and when I'd call for a backup, when I was in serious trouble, nobody would come. I mean, they wanted to kill me. And so they fired me a second time, and I won my job back another time because it was a vendetta to destroy me and what I was trying to do, what I was saying, my religious beliefs and moral beliefs. And so I understand what officers go through, like this chief talks about in his article. And it's sad, but this chief, Norm Stamper, didn't write his book till he got out of law enforcement. How wonderful it would have been if he'd have stood up while he was in law enforcement and said, heck no, this officer did this, he's gonna take the ride for it, we feel bad for him, but if he did wrong, then he'll pay the price.
Now, if that started happening again, the police would get the respect of the people again.
Amen.
But the government doesn't want that. They want us against each other. That further compacts the cult mentality. I've read gang handbooks on gangs, and it's the gangs all together, everybody's against each other, we got to do this for the good of the gang. It's the same mentality, but he goes over the numbers in this, a police chief in two of the biggest cities in the country, Seattle and San Diego, and he talks about how he watched it change by always defending bad cops, by defending mistakes. It makes everybody get more out of control, and then they end up paying out many times more money.
That's right.
It isn't even good for the system.
Well, it's good for the system that's being set up, Alex, that is setting the police and military against the people. And that's so important that we have police and soldiers that will do anything they're told to do against the citizens that may stand up and speak out against the system. Remember, today the system is God, and the highest authority in the world is those supremes in the black dresses up there called the Supreme Court, a cop is taught. And so once you believe that, it is your duty to protect the system from the people, and the government knows you'll do anything you're told to do against a private citizen that is attacking the system,
but Jack,
like Alex Jones standing up and speaking out against the system.
But Jack, just from 10 years ago, I would talk to police and they weren't waking up. Now, I talk not just to you or Colonel Craig Roberts or other, but a lot of senior police, people that are still in. I mean, I'll pull up to get my laundry, and there's a high-level state police officer, let's just say about as high as it gets, and he calls me outside and says, listen, we know you're right. We know we were brought up that this is what the Soviet Union was like. We're not stupid. But then I see the steroid cops downtown bugging their eyes out, going crazy with satanic tattoos around, you know, 20-inch arms.
Yeah.
But I mean, the good news seems to be that a lot of police are starting to see what's happening.
That's right. And our numbers show that at our two police and military associations here. Our numbers are going up with personal contact, email, and faxes and phone calls from more police and soldiers than ever before. It is a backlash coming, Alex, because our police and soldiers realize that as they have families, they're not stupid, all of them. Some of them are kind of stupid, but a lot of them realize that if they have total control over the citizens, their children are going to be slaves. So they are beginning to wake up as this draconian system descends on our society today.
Well, they're going to own cars, too. When they're driving their pickup truck after work, they're going to be paying $2,000 a year in road tolls in Austin.
Well, that could be, or they could be given a special chit where they won't be charged for it, you know. I remember when I was a cop in Phoenix, and the 4th of July, we would go to the city park to shoot off fireworks or watch fireworks, and the cops would be opening the trunk of every car. And I just roll up, put my badge out, and they said, hey, brother, just go ahead. And I wouldn't have to open my trunk, so watch out. They may give some kind of a free pass to these enforcers out there so that they feel very special, and it's only for the plebes or the masses out there that these things will be charged to.
Well, yeah, how about we do make the police get their cars searched? I mean that's another thing. I mean, I ask the police, the things they're doing today, would you like this to happen to your grandma? I mean, how about this happening to your wife?
Right. There you go. Bring it home. Bring it home.
Well, Jack, I heard you say 99% are good, and I'll say 80% mean well and then get twisted, some of them. But I got to tell you, 20% of these guys, I mean, I've seen cops with, at the gym with their shirts off, with, in the locker room with swastikas, black power. I've seen them with, the shaved heads on steroids, just crazed, satanic tattoos. I won't even hardly go downtown on 6th Street anymore to eat dinner. The other areas are okay, because I've had roid head cops, want to see my girlfriend, back when, my wife was my girlfriend's ID. It's all about intimidation.
Yeah.
I knew punk roid heads who were bouncers who are now cops. So I mean, when we protect evil police, doesn't that make criminals start to gravitate towards
it? That's absolutely right. And the problem is, Alex, that the top criminals in law enforcement get promoted. We saw that in the city of Phoenix. Our police chief was an absolutely evil man, and also he was suspected of a murder, and, of course, nothing was done to him. But, I mean, once you have a system set up in this humanist, system of the end justifies the means political philosophy.
Oh, by the way, this Stafford book, The Big Police Chief, he talks about police chiefs murdering.
Yes, that's right. And so you have the gravitation of the most evil people to the top because the evil leadership of the nation, this international crime cabal, wants the most evil people at the top because they can trust them to do anything they're told to do.
Jack, I think what's really waking police up is they know now that the government chips in the drugs, and then when the idiot kids get it, the cops bust them and put them in a private prison, working for 15, 20 cents an hour. I talk to cops, and they know where the drugs come from,
right.
Jack.
That's right. It's beginning to get through to them, too, brother, and this is good. This is a time of awakening right now for the private sector, and as we've found with our two police military associations, also with our police and military today, a great awakening is happening.
Well, what do you want to say to those out there, law enforcement, peace officers? What do you want to say to them, and then any other areas of this great article that you wanted to talk about?
Well, the most important thing that we teach here and preach here at our two police and military associations is that it is time now to stand up. Do not start down the slippery slope. If you've already started, stop. I started down that slope. Get along to go along. I wanted to be a top cop. So I did the things I was told to do, but I couldn't sleep at night. So, brother, it's time to just say, stand up, say no. Now, I'll tell you what, it'll make you feel good. It'll be tough. But then when it gets tough, don't leave the department. Don't leave the military. Stay in there and be the salt and the light. Because many occasions I was on the scene when officers were going to get together and do something wrong to do an attitude adjustment alongside the road or something like that to somebody that was a Christian patriot or something, said, what's your reason for stopping me? And I got constitutional rights. And I was there, and when they'd see me, they would draw back and they wouldn't do anything to this guy because they knew I'd tell. And so we need the good cops to stop leaving the departments. I keep hearing from cops saying, I couldn't take it any longer. I had to get out. It's getting so bad. And I said, brother, you should have stayed in there. If you don't stay in there, then all we're going to have is the rascals, the scallywags in there. So we tell them to stay in there and shove their face in all this immorality and unlawfulness.
Well, Jack, I've always found in business, in life, in the radio business, anywhere, at first when you stand up, you get ridiculed and you get persecuted. But I've always found when you stand up and are the good guy, they secretly respect you, and then you actually get allies you didn't expect.
Well, that happened to me, but I didn't have many. I had very good friends that I thought were very good friends for years that wouldn't even be seen passing me in the hall. When I'd start down the hall, they'd run into a room someplace because I was so hated because I wouldn't accept any immoral and lawful orders anymore and would snitch off anybody that would. So it's tough, but
oh, again,
all,
that's gang mentality, too. Never snitch on your gang.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane, folks. I was a good team player. Well, it was a good cop in Midland, Texas, when the SWAT teams went in the house, the guys unarmed, the SWAT teams shoot each other, kill one of their own officers, shoot another, shoot the innocent man. They tried to frame him, and one of the cops that responded said, I'm not going to lie about this.
Praise the Lord.
The case of him raping Padilla with the broom handle for 2 hours, folks, because they thought he hit a cop. Turned out surveillance camera showed it wasn't him at this bar. The point is, a good cop blew the whistle there. I mean, folks, you've got to say no to this.
Well, stay in those departments and make those officers behave. They'll hate you, but there will be those behind your back that'll respect you tremendously. And, of course, I always remind our fellow officers and soldiers that God is watching and taking very good notes.
Well, exactly. Listen, I don't care if a whole crowd of people's booing me if I know I'm doing the right thing. I could care less.
That's right.
I mean, I really could care less.
Well, they're going to pay their dues if they're not on the side of righteousness. I believe in the near future you're going to pay some heavy dues for being on the wrong
side. Well, Jack, you always talk about near future or when you die, and I believe in all that. But my experience in life is, Jack, when I do something wrong, it always comes back manyfold.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. I'm afraid to do bad stuff. I have my conscience, but sometimes I'm thinking about doing something, and I think, man, every time I've done something bad, it always comes back manyfold.
Yes, I wish you and I could tell those stories. I have so many in law enforcement where that very thing happened when an officer do something wrong, and he think it was for the greater good or something. Boy, would he pay a price for it. So that is still showing that God's on his throne. And you're not going to get away with these things. If you're not brought up on this earth and prosecuted for the things you do or persecuted or brought down, then you're certainly going to get it later.
Absolutely. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Jack McClam.
Alex, I just wanted to say that I look forward to listening to you on George Norrie tonight.
Thank you.
And, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to also say when you debate him, don't forget to mention the controlled demolitions, because that's the crux of the matter.
Sir, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take care, Steve. Steve, thank you for your advice, but other people have been giving me that advice. Steve, I've made 3 films on 9/11. I've written a book. I've published a book on it. And I understand that the controlled demolition is key. I understand that. I know it all on 9/11. It's just that I believe I need to cover a wide spectrum of data. Jack McClam?
Yes, I believe you're going to do just fine, brother. I don't know anybody that knows more about how to handle these vermin that come after you to tear you up than you. And so we'll be praying for you, brother, but you're all of our representatives there tonight. And
I better do a good job.
You're going to do just fine. You're going to do fine.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. No, it's just that, I don't really have to worry because I'm going to be telling the truth. And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to twist. I don't have to do any of that, Jack.
That's right. That's
and so,
so
I'm not really
easier.
Worried about it.
It is so much easier when you're on the side of righteousness and truth.
Frank, you're on the air from Missouri. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes. First of all, let me say I love you, Alex. I admire what you do. I even thought about moving to Texas to kind of work for you in some kind of fashion. I hope you're around.
No.
I hope you're around for 1,000 years. But with all the truth that you expose to us and you show us, I have to honestly think about how is a person that does this still alive? I mean, I love you, don't get me wrong. Like I
well,
said,
no, I get this question a lot. Why is Jack still alive? Look, I've been physically attacked in a parking lot. I've been death threatened. I've had, you know, other things happen. But I don't worry about that. I'm always blessed after I'm persecuted. And there's too many of us now. They still do kill patriots. They falsely imprison us. But there's so... Jack, you can answer that question, can't you?
Well, I have so many friends that are in prison and who have been people like me and you, Alex. But I always just... You and I, Alex, I know how you deal with it. You just can't take the time to worry because you and I are more scared not standing up of what we see coming than standing up. And God says we should fear God and not man, you know? So we have to go forward, and we can't do that if we're fearful all the time and just believe in the Lord that if he wants us to be successful and do his will, he's going to protect us. Now,
well, Jack, you hit the nail on the head.
That doesn't mean I don't carry something with me all the time I'm out there to protect myself, because I do, because I'm not a fool. But God says you take care of yourself the best you can, and I'll take care of you what you can't handle.
So. Yeah, listen, God is real, Frank. I really believe in God. I really believe in Jesus. And believe me, I've had experiences you wouldn't believe. So it's in God's hands. I mean, that's all I say in my prayers. God, it's your will. Do with me what you want.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We got time for Regina and Daryl, and that's it. But before we go any further, next Thursday I'm going to be showing Martial Law, the 23rd, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Get tickets online before it sells out again. And the last four showings have done this, so I'd get your tickets now. Get them at the door by dropping by or online at InfoWars.com. Or if you live all over the country, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the videos. Please get them. Please make copies. Please spread the word. They're very effective. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Jack McClam, I just wanted to say that I'm always blessed. I mean that by listening to you. You're so sincere. You make such sense. Such a good guy. A good friend of mine. I count you as a friend. I met you once in person at an expo back in the mid-90s. But I want to get you into town sometime. I'm thinking about having some type of event of my own. But real fast for folks that don't know about your organization, how do they visit you online, or how do they write you? How do they call you?
Yeah, the best thing, Alex, the easiest way, a guy held my name captive for years but finally released it. So now you can just go to jackmclam.com, and you can come right to our website. That's the best way. Just Jack McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B. com, and you'll come to a website and everything you need to know.
Or just type police and military against the New World Order into Google and you'll
get it. Yeah, that's true. It's a little bit longer, but you can do that too.
All right, let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A lot of confusion going on in the House right now. The United Nations Reform Act of 2005, H.R. 2745, Henry Hyde's bill. Mike Pence from Indiana is on this bill. He appears to be against the United Nations. He sees this as an answer. But you played Ron Paul's 888-322-1414, showing how peacekeeping troops will be expanded under this bill to be used to take out in any government the centers.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's very important that we get on this bill and make them know that we want Ron Paul's amendment to the Justice State Appropriations Bill to get us out of the United Nations. Please defeat United Nations Reform Act of 2005, H.R. 2745. Call this Mike Pence and your own congressman and all of them and explain to them that we know what the U.N. is and we
yeah,
do not want this
bait
power.
It's another bait and switch. Oh, we're going to fix it and they're going to give more power. Thanks,
that's
Regina.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Daryl in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah. Please, folks, keep Angela McLam in your prayers, and also you need to get Jack McLam's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, and get all of Alex's police state videos and all the videos he's done on the 911 attacks, and God bless you both, gentlemen.
Is that it, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Captain Daryl. It's good to hear your voice.
God bless you both. Bye now.
Take care. Speaking of good news, the EU is falling apart. There's a lot of other good things happening here in the U.S., things are not going well for the globalists. Our internal sources that are impeccable, I'm making up new words now here on Jesse Jackson, impeccable, are telling us the Bilderbergers are pulling their hair out, throwing fits for the first time. Is that encouraging?
That's encouraging, brother, and I think you're impeccable myself. Yeah, I like that word.
I'm Ebonics, I'm manufacturing
words.
But,
that's right.
But I mean, no, we're in this fight. I mean, a lot of bad stuff's happening. I'm not saying we're winning, but at least we're in the fight.
Hey, and I tell you, Alex, I keep telling people that God never needed the majority of his people to come back to him before he would save the land. He never needed the majority. Only the small minority come back to him, and he would save our land. So let's keep going. We're winning this thing.
Hey, Jack, you got 30 seconds. Why don't you take us out of the show and go, remember, America, this cop dearly loves you.
Yeah.
Good evening. Here, go ahead and take
yeah.
us out.
Okay, brother. Well, people out there, I'll tell you, there's a lot of good cops and soldiers out there that love God and liberty. Don't forget that. And help give them some of Alex's tapes. Put them in their hands. And don't forget, Alex and this old cop truly love you, America. We truly do. Good day.
All right, folks. Bye, Jack.
See you later, buddy.
Good having you on. I'll be back tonight with a retransmission, 9 to midnight. I'll see you at the movie theater and on Coast to Coast AM. God bless you all. Hello, folks.